Hi there, it's Mark Emery in North Fraser pretrial. This is day number 30, and I'm expected to be about here for 60 to 70 days before I'm sent down to SeaTac pretrial in Washington State, where I'll be sentenced in the federal court of Judge Ricardo Martinez and then sent off to a U.S. federal correctional institution somewhere in the United States, likely Minnesota, Oregon, California, or Texas. And I just want to let people know I am getting some letters, and I could always use more, especially some high-quality ones that talk about issues or politics or what people are doing for activism, and by some people, just what you're doing in your daily lives. That's always enjoyable to hear. You know, I'm getting a lot of letters rejected, though, by the jail here. It's pretrial detentions or centers are much more strict than regular federal correction institutions or even detention centers. For example, in the last week alone, I had 8 letters rejected. That 4 of them didn't have a return address, so they got sent back. Another 4 were sent because they didn't put they put inappropriate material in them. That could be anything from a marijuana leaf, a logo, any kind of insertions that aren't made of paper, even things like tape, a post-it note, whiteout correctional fluid. All those things are not permitted, and your entire letter will get sent back. A guy named M. Lawson had a letter returned because it was had inappropriate materials. I have no idea what they might be. A fellow named Ricky had 2 letters returned to him because he didn't put a return address. There were 8 other letters rejected in the last 10 days because there was no return address on them. Victoria Hoekstra had her book rejected that she sent to me because it didn't come from chapters.ca. I've had 4 packages of books sent to me from Amazon.com rejected because they only take books that are softcover, no hardcover books, and the softcover books have to be from chapters.ca. And I had 3 more letters rejected in the last 3 weeks for inappropriate material. So there you go. I've had many, many letters not arrive, and if those are letters that you've gotten, please resend them to me. I want to say thanks for books that Rebecca sent me, Rebecca Ambrose of Vancouver Seed Bank. I've gotten many fine books from her, including The Watchman graphic novel, which I've already read, but it's great. I've gotten The Captain America's Last Adventure Center. I've gotten Guitar Army, The History of John Sinclair, and so many great books from Rebecca Ambrose of Vancouver Seed Bank. I want to say that. I've gotten even more books from Dana Larson, who sent me a fabulous graphic novel called Promethea in 5 parts, which I read, and it's one of the best things I've ever read, along with Watchmen, which is my all-time favorite graphic novel. And Dana sent me many, many different books. A woman in Toronto, whose name just briefly escapes me for now, sent me The Speeches of Martin Luther King, which I cherish and love. I always enjoy reading Martin Luther King's speeches. He was a great orator and a great writer, and his work is perhaps the most inspiring of all civil disobedient activists. And if anybody out there is listening, I'd love to get some speeches of Malcolm X again. I once read those when I was in Saskatoon Correctional, but I'd love to get books on Malcolm X again. My friend Roy Berger in Cornwall sent me a Spanish-English dictionary so I can prepare for any kind of incarceration in the United States. And I got letters from the following people, so I'm going to shout out to the people I've received letters from. Sarah Isahani sent me a letter. A guy named Kent Scott Gibbons sent me 2 letters, and they got great drawings in there. Kent, I love your drawings of me and the marijuana leaf. My beautiful and lovely friend Stephanie Spicer in Hamilton, and hi, Emily, that's her daughter. She sent me 3 letters so far, and I've really enjoyed them, and I sent responses to her, and I sent some responses to Kent Given there as well. But I'd encourage both people there to keep writing me. And M. Snellingtonson, I've gotten a letter from that person. Fez McLeod on the Sunshine Coast, I've gotten 3 letters from you, including your lovely and excellent letters you sent to Michael Ignatieff, because Fez is a member of the Liberal Party. A guy named Mikhail Baum has sent me a letter. Mahara Sinclair sent me 2 letters so far, and I would enjoy receiving any you want to write, Mahara. They're awesome. And I hope you'll make those stamp sheets, the free mark stamp sheets, including maybe 1 or 2 copies of the actual stamps that we can put on letters that will be postage. I didn't know you could actually have real postage stamps made that you can use to send in the mail with a graphic design. I think the free marks image would make wonderful Canada Post stamps. My mother-in-law, my dear sweet mother-in-law, Catherine Ramsey, who I call Mom intuitively since my own mother has passed on, she sent me a card, and that's been awesome. And Jody has sent me many, many letters, and I love getting letters from my wife. And Tracy Ramsey, Jody's sister, wonderful sister Tracy, has sent me a great, great letter, and she's working so hard to get me out of jail, and that's really great. My favorite collaborator and researcher and fellow fact-checker and great help for the last 7 years. She's been sending me material every 2 weeks the last 7 years for me to write material and pursue my acting work is Mr. Fan in Ottawa. And I didn't get his latest letter because he doesn't put a return address on some of those envelopes. So to Mr. Fan, sign your letters, Alex Fan, and put an address. Doesn't have to be your real address. It can be any address. Just there has to be a return address on any envelope that's sent to me here. I really appreciate your information. I love getting your letters and your research, and please continue to do that wherever I am. I got a letter from Sue Hardy in Australia, a fellow named Chris Meyer. I got poems from Laura Brunke and her family, and they're awesome poems, too. They're all poems about pod and life and things like that, and they're really wonderful. I got a great letter from Ben Greer, who was just recently in Vancouver at the Students for Sensible Drug Policy Conference. I've gotten one letter from my friend Loretta Nall in Alabama. And Loretta, I'd love to get more from you. I've had a hard time getting you on the phone, so please keep writing. A fellow named Joe Garrison. I got letters from Krista and Dylan Stewart, who occupied the vigil outside and have been there every day for 30 days now. That vigil's been going. Apparently, it's bigger than ever. Rebecca Ambrose was by today to visit me, and it was a wonderful visit. And she was saying the vigil outside is huge now. And guards and other inmates tell me that whenever they're outside, they see it is getting larger and larger by the day. So people are encouraged to come out to the vigil, as well as have carry a sign outside their Member of Parliament's office urging to free Mark and vote against Bill C-7 and vote against the new accelerated parole legislations. And all those crime bills in Parliament are bad, bad bills. So people definitely should check out at cannabisculture.com. We have a list of all the constituency association offices of all the MPs, and we are urging people to start, you know, start picketing those places, start holding signs out in front of those places, especially on weekends, on Saturdays and Sundays, when lots of traffic goes by and the a member of parliament is actually inside their office, as well as make an appointment to visit them and tell them what you think. I got a letter from Robert Gilbert, a fellow named John Hiller, and Rob Anderson. He won't be able to get this because he's in Agassiz Federal Corrections Institute, but he sends me some really welcome legal information that's super helpful about life in U.S. prisons and various bills and information going on, and he's been super helpful. I've gotten two books from Chris Bennett and a great letter, as well as the copy of his blog on cannabisculture.com about my incarceration. I got a letter from Nicholas Doyle in Phillipsburg, United States, and Todd Thomas in Florida. So those are all the letters I've received so far from people while I've been here. And if people want to send me a letter, it's important, and I'd love to get it, and send me as much material as you want. But it can't be anything other than paper. It can be photographs. It can be, but not Polaroids. It can be photocopies of anything, as long as there's no marijuana leaves on there or drug use or anything too indecent or obscene. So they can be pretty scantily clad women, I suppose, but not naked. And you know what? You can't send me any stickers, labels, tape, or correction fluid on any letter, or it'll get returned. You can't put post-it notes in the envelope, or your whole letter will get returned. You can't have anything glued on any of the pages, or the whole letter will get returned. You can't put stamps, envelopes, writing paper, or lottery tickets in there. So you don't even put blank paper for me because it'll get returned. Don't put any photographs or revealing photographs that aren't or Polaroids. You can put normal photographs printed out, and that's fine. You can't put any musical cards in there. You can't put any hardcover books. You can't have them sent to me. You can only have softcover books sent to me from chapters.indigo.ca. I can get newspapers as long as it comes right from the publisher, as well as any magazine that comes right from a publisher. I can't get any letter that has paperclips, staples, or pins on it. They send the whole letter back. You think they would just take the paperclip off or take the staple off or the pins, but no, they'll send it back. You can't put a feather or a dried flower in there. You can't put any jewelry in there. You can't put any telephone cards in there. You cannot put a pen, pencil, or any sharp object in there. You can't put perfume or lipstick on it, so don't kiss the letter with lipstick because I won't get that either. It cannot be scanned positive for an illegal substance. It can't contain an unknown substance. It can't come from an unknown sender. And it can't come from anybody I've got court-ordered no contact from, which is nobody, so that one doesn't apply. Anything that is in that list will get returned to the sender, at your expense, by the way, as contraband. So I just want to let people know that I welcome their letters. Please try and make it all out of paper or just straight photographs, and I love getting photographs. So, and I will tell you, I am eating better because I've gotten really clever. I'm reminded of the movie King Rat with George Segal in 1965 about a fellow American guy in a prisoner of war camp in Japanese-occupied Asia, in Thailand, actually. And it's funny because I've traded for, so we're in my room right now, I've got 6 apples, an orange, 2 bananas, so I make myself a fruit salad every day. I make tuna salad sandwiches. Today I made it with celery and lettuce inside tuna and mayonnaise, because all these things I've traded for with other inmates here, because they like the bad stuff, the junk that I tend to trade or give away and collect. And, you know, I make good use of the vending machine in order to get good food from people in exchange for chocolate bars and chips and drinks and crappy noodles that they like, which have, like, all your daily sodium in one little noodle package there. The inmates, unfortunately, really love those things, so I buy them and trade them for their apples, bananas, and their good food. And then I'm able to eat properly. So I've been eating fine, not to worry. I have what they call my own house. Not that I have a cellmate, but I was able to choose that person. And he's a construction guy, and he's a very quiet, soft-spoken person, and easy to get along with, and we keep our place really clean, and I tend to really enjoy his company because he doesn't tend to talk my ear off, you know, more than an hour a day, say, and whereas a lot of people here are fans, and that normally you'd think it'd be a good thing, but they would talk to me all day long and want to ask me stuff about the marijuana industry and all these different things, and I would rather be with someone from Asia or from a foreign place that doesn't even speak English that well, so that we don't have to have a lot of conversations, because I spend all my time writing and reading all day long. I get 4 newspapers delivered, The Sun, The Province, The Globe, and The National Post, and I read them voraciously. I just finished my latest podcast on Stephen Harper and the Conservative government, and which I think I hope you'll listen to. It took me 10 days of solid writing and research to make that podcast and to research it. It takes up 50 pages of written material, so I agree. It's a long podcast, but you'll learn lots about our Canadian government and why you should get involved in the next election and why you should get involved in politics. And so, you know, I've been keeping myself very, very busy, and therefore I'm keeping myself up-tempo, and I'm sort of gotten used to this. Like I say, I'm in my 5th week now, so I look at it that I'm 5% done my time in jail. I'll probably spend about 2 years in jail, both God willing, and my supporters, if you keep agitating both the American government to give me a pardon and the Canadian Minister of Public Safety to transfer me back to Canada, I should be out on day parole as soon as I return to Canada. And after 2 years, I would be out on full parole. So I'm already looking at it that I've gotten 5% of my total time in jail already covered. And while I'm in this pretrial center, as well as in SeaTac when I get sent to the United States, as far as I know, in the court of Judge Martinez, I'll get 2-for-1 credit for time served. So it's even going to be somewhat helpful that I'm put into what was originally, in my experience here, a very bad place. And I still, you know, you don't see the sun very much, and you're still locked in a cell 18 to 20 hours a day. But like I say, I'm very, very busy writing and reading and educating myself and paying attention to the letters I get and the books that people send me, so I'm making the best use of my time. I just wanted to say that I really appreciate whatever people do when they write me or send me a book or keep in touch with me, and hopefully everybody's wearing their Free Mark t-shirts and sending their postcards off to their Member of Parliament and the Minister of Justice, and I hope everybody's continues at it, and I will try and keep my spirits high here and keep producing good material for people to listen to.